On the phone right now are Michelle and Oscar from San Jose. Michelle and Oscar, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Your Facebook page says that you met on a dance floor at a country western club. Tell me the story of that, how that happened for you, please.
Yes, we did meet on a country western dance floor. I was there with a couple girlfriends of mine.
Yeah, and I was there with my friend celebrating a birthday.
And Oscar approached me on the dance floor, and the first song we danced to was Sweet Home Alabama. And we exchanged numbers, went on our first couple dates, and realized we had a lot in common with each other.
Your Facebook page says that you come from two different backgrounds. What can you tell me about this?
I'm Chinese, although I was born here in America.
And I'm Filipino, and I was born in the Philippines.
And in what ways does that mean that you are most different, and what do you find is most alike about you as a couple?
What we find is most alike with us is the positive attitude that we have about life. We both love to travel, and some things that are different is that I'm more of a night person, and Oscar is more of a morning person, so that evens us both out.
Now, your video says, Oscar, that you knew that Michelle was the one, but Michelle, how'd you know that he's the one for you?
I knew that Oscar was the one for me when I took a trip out of state, and I realized how much I missed sharing my day with him, and that's when I really realized that I want to spend the rest of my life with Oscar and live in love with him.
What has been, then, one of the most fun times the two of you have ever had together as a couple?
Well, Dot, the most fun that we've had together, I would say, was our trip to Hawaii. And it was the most fun because we live a very active lifestyle. And in Hawaii, you're able to do that.
Yeah, we did a lot of hiking and sightseeing. And definitely, it was really fun because we got to do a lot of stuff together.
First time in Hawaii for the two of you, or no?
It was Oscar's first time in Hawaii.
But not yours, so you were able to show him around, Michelle?
Yeah. So I definitely showed him around, and Hawaii was especially special to us.
Yeah, and that was the time, I decided, this is the best time to propose to Michelle because it's such a great atmosphere and it's such a beautiful place. And that was the best place, to propose to her.
Tell me the story of that day, the day of your proposal. How'd you do that?
Well, we took one last hike to a waterfall. And, it was just me and her on that hike. And I decided to propose right there, right by the waterfall.
Tell me about that, Michelle. Do you have any idea what he was up to?
I actually had no idea what he was up to because we had decided to buy our first home together. So we had spent all our savings on our first home. So I didn't envision us getting married for a very long time. So as I was taking pictures of the waterfall, I turned to my side, and there he is on one knee proposing to me.
Wow. What did you say?
I said yes.
You managed not to fall over from shock or anything because you totally didn't expect it.
Yeah, I managed not to fall in the water, and I was so happy I started crying and adding to the waterfall.
A different waterfall in Hawaii that particular day. If it weren't for the Love Float and the Dream Wedding competition, where would the two of you be getting married?
If it wasn't for the Dream Wedding, it's possible that we would end up getting married in Hawaii. However, our wedding wouldn't end up happening for a very long time because, like I mentioned, we spent our savings on our first home together. So this is why the contest is so special for us, and we really hope to win. But that way we can get married this year instead of having to wait so long.
And are you all settled in your first home now?
Yes, we are. We actually just moved in like last weekend.
Congratulations.
And we're pretty much all settled in now.
So now you get to deal with all the wonderful stuff of your homeowners, when you hear the roof leaking in the middle of the night, et cetera. The joy is now you have your own place, right?
That's right.